Do you use the arcing method of Bible study for narrative passages? If so, how is it different than arcing Paul's writing, for instance? I have, and I would if I found a narrative so perplexing that and I had time to work it out. It's different in that a lot of people don't even know what we're talking about, arcing. In a nutshell, arcing is breaking a paragraph down into propositions. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, for the wrath of God is revealed. Those are all propositions, and they're related logically, and you give a number to each of them, you draw a line at the top, you put an arc, you put a number under each arc, and you draw arcs to give the logical relationships to these. That's arcing. And it's very helpful. I love it, and I use it still. If you have a narrative, then events have to be related to events. So why does God strike the Assyrians blind? Why do they leave? Why is there a camp full of food? Why do lepers go out and find it? Why do they then say, we're doing wrong? People are eating their children in Jerusalem. They need to know there's bounty just a mile away. And so you'd kind of put on each of these events under an arc, and you just ask the why question of how they all relate to make the big narrative point. So it's the same principle, but you're dealing in larger chunks, and you're asking narrative relationship questions rather than mere logic questions in an exposition of Paul.